And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hold it right there! Do you still say grace before you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner? If you answered yes, then I've got a product that's going to revolutionize the way you do food.
Pre-blessed food.
That's right, pre-blessed food. We pray for it so you don't have to. This is the 21st century, folks. We can sell anything. Around the clock, we've got thousands of employees buying brand name foods, praying over them, and then putting them back on the shelves of your local grocery store with our official sticker of approval. We've got breakfast cereal.
Pre-blessed.
Lunch meat.
Pre-blessed.
TV dinners.
Double pre-blessed.
And if you don't want a white guy praying over your food, we've got that too.
Please, Lord, bless these eggs, Father. Bless the chicken that had these eggs, Father.
Just listen to how pre-blessed food changed these people's lives.
Since I switched to pre-blessed food, ain't nothing changed.
We've always prayed religiously before eating, but we've been so busy with work and watching TV. Pre-blessed food hasn't only saved us time, it's saved our souls.
But that's not all. No, 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 that's not all. Inside every package of pre-blessed food are two tickets to heaven. Share them with your friends and family to make sure they go upstairs when they fall downstairs. So visit your local grocery store today and look for our official sticker of approval. And the next time someone asks you to bless the food, you say, it's unbeen blessed.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 79.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clean Comedy Podcast, which is called The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also known as The Ramen Noodle. Joining me in studio is my illustrious co-host, who does not have flies flying around him, Jeremy Laughlin.
That is the nicest thing that anyone has ever said about me.
There's this bug flying around me. And the chat room can't see it either, because already. I'm not broadcasting in high definition or
something. I'm going to put that in my official bio on LinkedIn. Does not have flies buzzing around him. I want that on my tombstone, actually, although by then it may not be true.
Well, it won't be adult flies around you then.
What?
It'll be larvae.
Oh, well, larvae? Okay. Anyway.
That sounds like French. Larvae? Just walk up to a French guy sometime and say, "Parlez-vous français, larvae?"
Please don't do that. Let's get the disclaimer out of the way. You probably shouldn't follow any advice heard on the ramen noodle, especially from the ramen noodle himself.
Yeah, almost like never, ever, ever follow advice from us.
Unless that advice is to not follow said advice, which you should probably follow, because if you don't, then you would actually follow our advice, which would include the advice not to follow our advice, which would then lead to your not following that advice. And then you would probably follow our advice, which would include the advice not to help me out. I'm stuck.
Huh?
Oh, all right.
We've rebooted the show. There.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad we still use records.
Well, welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast that gives you seasoning packets of comedy, of funny, of laughs. Hey, that's what we could say. Seasoning packets of laughs. No.
Seasoning packets of laughs?
No. To flavor your day.
I think I'd rather have seasoning packets of Scream.
Ooh.
Monsters, Inc. reference.
I don't have a screaming person on here. I used to. But the closest I have to screaming is...
Uh-oh! That's not screaming.
Yeah, I know. You can check us out on the web on our website at cleancomedypodcast.com. Please subscribe to us there. And it has links to our iTunes there as well. So you can rate us and review us and all sorts of things to our podcast there in iTunes. And that will help us out, helps the show out, and it helps you out in ways that you can never realize.
No, seriously, check us out.
Yeah, check it out, 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 check it out.
Let's face it, I'm the reason you're here.
No, the reason they're here is because they want to hear our next segment.
That's right. Nope. Onward. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Funny stuff that's happened within the last week. Now, my funny thing...
What if it took a week to 10 days in shipping?
1995 plus shipping and handling? No, it's usually 6 to 8 weeks anyway.
Oh, dang it.
It's 5 to 10 business days or 6 to 8 weeks. Everything is always within that.
Everything?
Yep, everything. Like babies.
Kids growing up.
Yeah, college. Your tax refund. All of that.
Your mom.
Yeah. 5 to 10 business days or 4 to 6 weeks. Yesterday, meaning Sunday, this last Sunday, my wife and I had kids' church, children's church in our church. And it was our turn to lead it. And we were going to do this story of Mary, or not Mary and Joseph. We did that before where she was Mary, I was Joseph. It would have been really weird if we switched it around.
But, yep. Continue.
I can stick out my belly
farther.
No,
no.
We did this story of Jesus and the rich young ruler who came to him and said, "What should I do to have eternal life?" And Jesus says, "Sell everything you have, come to me, or sell everything you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me." And we were going to tell this story and slightly dramatize it. And Jenny's great idea for a disguise for that, which worked out really well, because it turns out that the kids had already seen the trailer for what the story was, or had been spoiled by the story, because in their Sunday school, they learned the exact same story. So it's like, oh, you learned the spoilers already, Bible spoilers.
Oh, man.
So they were like, oh, we've already heard this story. But we had something unique, because Jenny put eyeliner all over my face.
Made up cricket.
She drew a beard on me because I played the part of Jesus, obviously.
And obviously. All right. I'm not even touching that one. Continue.
Well, because I was the teacher. No. Well, yeah, I was the teacher. But so I played the part of Jesus, and then she played the part of the rich young ruler. And I asked the kids, does she look like a rich young ruler? And they're like, no. And so I got to mark all over her face with the eyeliner pencil.
Oh, gosh.
And so we each had beards painted on our faces. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to get a picture of her, but I did get a picture of myself, which will be in the show notes.
How did that happen, narcissist?
It just happened because I had my camera and I wanted to...
And of course, I aimed it at myself and not at my wife. Of course, that's not really the best time to take a picture of your wife when she has a beard.
And it felt weird.
I know, but I figured, whoa, you look...
I look extremely weird, and I am going to upload this for the chat room to be able to see, but we'll be in the show notes.
I don't know what to say about that picture. You look like a criminal, perhaps. You look like a different person. Probably not a person I would talk to terribly voluntarily. Of course, I am looking at it at an angle.
To see this picture...
Your eyes look wrong.
If you have downloaded this episode, you will have to visit cleancomedypodcast.com/79 to get the show notes for this episode 79 of the Clean Comedy Podcast.
I'm glad those numbers match.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So check that out at cleancomedypodcast.com/79. And I've just shared that with the chat room too, so they can check it out. By the way, we do this live every Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time at cleancomedypodcast.com or at noodle.mx/live.
Or live.
Yeah, because you got to live the ramen noodle life. And my wife just walked in, looked at the picture because she hasn't seen this picture yet. And the only words I saw when she looked at the picture of me was, "Holy crap." Which, wait,
look like a criminal.
Wait a minute.
Oh, she says he does look like a criminal. Yay.
Wouldn't that be kind of blasphemous?
No, don't even go there. Just stop right now. Or I'll take an eyeliner pencil to your face.
So, yeah, I guess I didn't look like Jesus, but maybe I would have played the rich young ruler better.
What is that expression?
That is an expression of
your eyes look black. That's a really hilarious picture. So
have to go to the show notes to see this picture. It might even be the featured picture of the episode. It will be at Clean Comedy Podcast. cleancomedypodcast.com/79 Jeremy, what's happened with you lately?
Nice way to pass the buck as I'm laughing at the chat room. So, as I've mentioned previously, I've recently started a new job. And in this job, we often ask people for their names so that we can find them when their orders are ready. And the other day, it'd been kind of a rough night, and I just had a break and kind of regrouped and recouped and other re-things rhyming with oop.
Rhyming something starting with re and rhyming with
I don't think oop. There anymore.
Re-nooped.
But that doesn't mean anything, I hope.
I know.
Hey.
I'm not saying it. I'm just letting the audience fill in the blank.
Okay. I'll fill in some other blanks. So I was back to work, and the very first order I took, I said, "Hey, can I have your name for the order?" And the guy just says, "Nope." Then he proceeds to tell me, "You're not the first one who's tried to do that to me. They try to do that at Taco Bell," and I'm like, wow. I'm like, well, it's just easier to find you when it's busy, although it's not really busy right now. And he's going, "It's just too personal." Next to him, some woman's order was ready, and they call her name, and he goes, "See? Too personal." The funny thing is, what went through my mind, as soon as he said nope, I kind of looked at him. I almost typed nope. I knew that wasn't his name, but I kind of wanted to, I don't know. I was like, you can make something up. I really don't care. It's just easier to find you. So he stayed a no name, but I thought it was a little bit odd or paranoid. I think he'd be happier ordering from a robot, perhaps.
Is he married?
I don't know. He probably doesn't know her name if he is.
That's too personal. Hey, honey, don't call me honey. That's too personal.
Marry you? That is way too personal. I'm surprised I even talked to you. So that happened. And I have another story from, yet again, your doorstep tonight. Only this time it had nothing to do with your dog, thankfully. But
we don't have a dog name, thankfully.
Do you have a dog named Nope?
Nope. That's too personal.
So I have to go to the gym after we're done recording. So I packed a gym bag and I packed my computer in a different bag. And when I got out of the car to come in here tonight, I brought my gym bag up to the door for some reason. And as I realized that and kind of thought I was ridiculous for doing that and being a bit scatterbrained, I decided to multitask and ring the doorbell before going back to my car to put the gym bag away.
I'll just let the doorbell load while I go get it.
Exactly. I was kind of letting you make your way to the door. And of course, you answered the door while I was not even on the doorstep anymore. So Sorry about that little bit of awkwardness.
Hey, you pranksters, get off my lawn.
That's exactly how you sounded. He threw something at me.
It was really weird because I opened the door, and it didn't seem like it was that long after the doorbell rang. So I opened the door, and you're down by your car.
I gave up. I'm leaving.
And I thought, maybe you threw something. You've just got supremely powerful accuracy that you hit the doorbell there.
I was trying to break the window.
Next time, use eggs. That's how people usually do it.
It is? And, that's how they break the window or ring the doorbell?
And prank doorbell ringers usually don't park their cars in the driveway. That makes for a slow getaway.
Is that why it never works? Yeah. I get caught every time. I just gave up. I didn't know about the not parking in the driveway thing. Dang it. Well, next time I decide to egg your house, I won't park in your driveway.
Yeah, noodle that one a little bit more.
Noodle it?
Yeah.
And noodle it!
Yeah. Speaking of noodling, let's noodle the news.
Noodle the news.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that is what we do when we want to look at the news.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's Noodles in the News. Live from near Cincinnati, Ohio, United States.
And perhaps...
America.
Wait, never mind.
This comes in from MSN, whose site just failed to load.
Nice.
Okay, here we go. This is a good tip for if you want to raise kids and not have them stolen. Yapping.
Excuse me?
Yapping lack of coins lead thief to return kids poodle car.
Now, that's a terrible headline even reading, but the way you just read it. It's not, I mean, it wasn't an expletive. It wasn't yapping lack of coins. It was yapping, comma, lack of coins, as because headline writers are too lazy to include the word and ever.
Ever, yeah. They use commas instead.
I wonder what would happen if there was a big sign for a store with the name and, or with the word and in the name, and someone stole the letters to the word and. What would the headline read?
Comma. Yeah, it could be read, lack of coins lead thief to returns kid's poodle car. So these kids have a poodle car that the thief returned.
Oy. This sounds like another sad story we're about to laugh at.
Here's the article. A car thief who inadvertently scooped up a minivan with two kids and a poodle inside. Now, first of all, how do you inadvertently steal a minivan?
I don't know. Why are there two kids and a poodle in the minivan? That shouldn't be...
Oh, no. Back up. A minivan.
Oh.
Who wants to steal a minivan?
Your mom.
Yeah, actually. Well, I mean, not really. But... Okay, moms, yeah, might want to steal a minivan.
Criminal moms.
That one doesn't have Cheerios in it. I'm going to steal it.
That one doesn't have Cheerios.
Yeah, like all over in the seats.
Nice.
Well, maybe it was like he wanted to steal the convertible next to it, and he hopped in, but then he didn't realize that, oh, stink, there's a minivan here instead. And it's like, oops.
What?
A car thief who inadvertently scooped up a minivan with two kids and a poodle inside dropped the kids and the car at their home in Queens after the children scolded him for trying to raid the change tray.
Oh, my. That's terrifying.
You put that money back. That money's my papa's.
Put that money back where it came from, or so help me.
So help me. And cut. The father of the two boys in the would-be stolen van, Sebastian Russo, told the New York Post the Frockross?
Excuse you? What did you just say?
I don't know. I don't know what that word means.
You're not going to read the whole story, are you?
Began when he parked his car outside a store on Cross Bay Boulevard to buy a leash for his toy poodle, Colette. It's really nice that they told us the name of the poodle.
Aww.
Colette.
I'll bet Colette is the real hero of this story.
Maybe it's Colette.
Maybe it's a poodle whose owner possibly shouldn't own children.
But the real story of this, the real hero of this story is the poodle. This poodle had lived alone. No. He left the vehicle running. Never do that.
Stupid.
Shortly after Russo entered the store, another man ran in and told him his van had been stolen. I panicked and ran out and flagged down a police car, Russo told the paper. I guess Russo likes talking to paper.
Well, a man who leaves his children in a running vehicle unattended probably does talk to paper and a great many other inanimate objects. Let's be honest. Hey, Stump, is it a good idea for me to leave my children in a running vehicle alone?
He walks
it
up
is?
To the paper.
All right.
Whoa, is that a new cover? You look great in that headline.
Oh, gosh.
Russo and the officer commenced a frantic search for the children, but it was soon called off when Russo's wife called and told him the van was in their driveway. The would-be car thief, frustrated by the lack of change in the change tray and the constant yapping of Colette the poodle, asked the kids their address and dropped them off at home. Then the thief, who told the kids his name was Leo. Hey, I'm Leo.
Oh, gosh.
Ambled off down the street with his shirt over his face.
Okay.
I guess that's like instead of his tail between his legs.
I guess. I just feel that this must be a case of two people lacking in mental capacity. And they've run across each other in a way that is just so improbable. One leaves his children in a running vehicle. The other one decides to steal it for no other reason, apparently, than to pick up some pocket change.
Come on. It's a minivan. People who drive minivans don't have $50 bills lying around inside. They have Cheerios.
I'm glad he wasn't a kidnapper. Yeah. On a serious note. But seriously, why not just sit on the street corner and ask for change like every other person looking for change?
Yeah, he might have made more money that way.
Yeah.
And not gotten scolded by kids and a yapping poodle.
I know. I wish he had gotten bitten by the poodle.
I'm actually very thankful he brought them home, Russo told the Post.
Really?
How? Yeah. Although it would have been nice if he took them to their soccer practice. As long as he took the car out, could you at least... Oh, and did you fill it up while you were out? You know, that...
Oh, my.
How mad can we be at him? He returned to the car. He told my son, if you weren't in the car, I would have taken it.
Wait, what?
He told my son, if you weren't in the car, I would have taken it. Why not kick the kid out of the car?
See,
I mean, that's mean,
two
but...
Two dimwits. So now the dad's like... So there you have it. From now on, I'm not going anywhere without leaving my children in the car as a theft deterrent.
Exactly. So if you want good theft
deterrent... Note, previous disclaimer, do not follow the ramen noodles advice.
Please wait 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Disclaimer, may actually take 9 months.
Oh my goodness.
Or just get a toy poodle.
Yeah, a yipping, yapping one.
But change. Was he really expecting that there would be a lot of change? I don't know about you, but my car holds maybe $4 in change.
I haven't actually checked the change holding capacity of my vehicle. I'm thinking that some of this might be the interpretation of the children. He probably just jumped in the car and drove off and then went, dang it, there are kids in here. I can't be a kidnapper and an auto thief. Let's see if there's any change so I can leave it on a street corner and use a payphone. There's not any change. I'm going to have to drive you kids all the way home and then run away with my shirt over my face.
Can you guys call a cab for me, though? Can you ask your mom if she has any fresh baked pie too? I'd like to steal that while I'm here.
You should have. Never mind. I was thinking mean thoughts about the poodle. But anyway, maybe we should go on to the next story.
Speaking of stealing things, jail for drunk donut thief. This comes from IOL News, which is at a weird, really weird domain address. A hapless drunk who helped himself to donuts from a looted Krispy Kreme shop was jailed for 16 months yesterday. Serial offender.
All in one day? That's amazing.
Serial offender. But there's his problem there. He already offended cereal. He's after donuts next. Serial offender.
Really milking this one.
Just until it gets soggy.
Story's got a few holes in it.
We're really raising the roof on this comedy.
Raisin. I'm just kidding.
Two scoops.
Gosh.
Serial offender Thomas Downey, what a downer of a name, had been released from prison only hours before he was arrested with a 17-pound, that's dollars, not actual pounds, box of the snacks. I mean, like, European.
You're a peon.
For stealing donuts, you're a peon. I'll just put this in dollars to make it easier to understand. A $17 box of the snacks.
I don't think it's a one-to-one conversion rate. Let's be clear on that.
What is the donut?
I don't know. Here, you keep reading the story. I'll do the conversion rate so our poor listeners can understand how much the value of these donuts would have been.
The gross domestic donut ratio.
Gross.
Yeah. He was one of a string of looters jailed for stealing items worth less than 100 pounds as judges continued to...
It's $28.05.
Okay. To mete out through justice. This is a UK paper, so they're using words I have never seen. Mete? Meat? I don't know. It's M-E-T-E. I didn't know that was a word. I'll have to play that in Words with Friends sometime. And I can't just play M-E-E-T. Despite claims of excessive sentences. So he has a grammar problem already, and it's no wonder he's from the UK. They spell things weird over there. Lord MacDonald, whoa, the former director of public prosecutions, told Radio 4's Today programmy, I think it's important that the courts retain their objectivity, even though this was about donuts, remain dispassionate, and don't get swept up in any sort of moral panic that might be existing elsewhere in civil society.
What are we even talking about at this point?
A guy that was jailed for stealing donuts.
Oh, okay.
Blah, 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 blah. He was 48 years old, has had 233 previous convictions.
Oh, all donut related or just cereal related?
Well, it says he was a cereal offender, so now he's a donut cereal offender. Downey admitted burglary and breach of an ASBO, which banned him from entering the city Centre. They talk really funny.
I don't
UK.
Even think, like, what is, I don't know what's going on. I think you're reading it wrong.
So
you weren't supposed to translate it to German first.
If you're going to steal donuts,
don't do it in the UK.
Yeah. Make sure you're on good terms with cereal first.
They may mete out some justice to you.
Whatever that means.
To the tune of 16 years in the slammer.
And no donuts for you.
Or I should say penitentiary.
And there, they get only oatmeal for breakfast.
Really?
Maybe that's it. Maybe he was so sick and tired of oatmeal that he wanted to rob a donut store.
If all they have is oatmeal for breakfast, why would there be a donut store? Hmm.
Good point.
I know. I make those a lot. Well,
never
get a donut.
Yeah. Don't get a divorce. Get the donut. The main moral of the story is, because this obviously has to have a moral to it.
Does it?
Yeah. If you're going to get caught stealing something, the penalties will be far shorter if you're not stealing donuts.
Well, that and, you know, he stole quite a lot of donuts. Just steal what you need for the day. The penalty will be far less.
Yeah, you don't need a 17 British pound box of donuts.
No, you just need, one or two.
That is, if that's $28, you said?
If you have a large gathering, just have everyone go steal their own donuts.
$28 worth of donuts. That's probably what, like 4 or 5 dozen donuts?
Depends on how. If they may just cost a lot more there. So it could be that they pay twice as much. So it could be $28 US, but the value here for that amount of donuts, you might only pay $14, which is still a couple dozen, probably.
Imagine going back to prison. I
like how I analyzed that.
Yeah. That evening.
That evening?
Because he just gotten out of prison. And he went straight from prison. What does a guy like that think? Just got out of prison. I feel like robbing a donut shop right now.
Did he not pass plenty of cops on the way out to ask? I'm sorry, cops. I could not resist. I mean, officers. I mean, whatever you are.
May I have a donut?
Thank you for your service.
Scotland Yard.
Scotland. Yeah, you know, don't steal.
Yeah.
See previous disclaimer on advice from the ramen noodle.
Wait, what?
Except for that one.
Yeah, that is legitimate advice. Here's one for all of the geeks in the audience. This is a little bit romantic, and it's kind of hard to hear, but I'll set the... I'll explain what's going on in this video.
Jenny, could you come downstairs and sit by Daniel so I don't feel so uncomfortable? He just said he's about to play something romantic.
This is, we're about to see a proposal, and you're not going to be able to hear it very well, but it'll all make sense at the very end. This is at some kind of geek conference, as my wife joins me now on my exercise ball.
little inside bit of information you didn't know. The ramen noodle now sits on an exercise ball.
I can't fit on this ball with you.
I'll never let go.
Okay, now the host and hostess are having trouble maintaining their balance.
This is at a conference, so that's why there's so much noise. And there is a young lady here. And a gentleman on his knee proposing to this lady.
I love you so much.
He says, I love you so much. Some other romantic things as he starts just going on. And a few people are looking, peeking around the corners. She giggles. He asks her, will you marry me? She smiles and says, yes. The camera turns. Patrick Stewart at a geek festival then says, engaged.
Oh, wow. Why did I not get that? That's terrible.
Terrible.
And hilarious. How could you even understand what the guy was saying?
How
many times did you have to watch that video to figure out everything that he was saying?
Hey, I've done this before. I can guess.
You couldn't even lip read it. The back of his head was to the camera.
I caught, I love you so much. Will you marry me? She says yes. He puts the ring on and that. And then there's Patrick Stewart saying, engaged.
That's brilliant.
And then what you don't see afterward is they slip him a $20 bill, probably.
Actors must be paid.
The Actors Guild has money.
Cricket.
Here is from Mashable.com. The headline reads, "Hide your kids, hide your Wi-Fi." Mashable's favorite Wi-Fi names. Have you seen any crazy Wi-Fi names, network names?
Oh, yes. I do IT work. I definitely have.
Imagine seeing these when you load up your computer to try and connect to a Wi-Fi, or you're in a condo trying to connect to your neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Hey.
Since you're too much of a
tightwad
to pay for your to pay for your own Wi-Fi. Police surveillance van number 2.
Nice.
Yeah, they do that. I didn't know we had a police surveillance van sitting outside.
Secret.
Yeah. Or this is very good for setting up Wi-Fi for your family. Use this one, Mom.
Oh, gosh. That gets everyone's mom in range. Yeah.
It's like, oh, thank you, son, for setting up my Wi-Fi. Mom, I didn't set up Wi-Fi for you.
Get out now! Leave the computer and run!
And then the whole house explodes. That's why you upgrade your antivirus! Abraham Linksys.
Oh, gosh, that's just bad.
404 network unavailable.
Boo.
Here is I have Wi-Fi and you don't.
Okay.
No free Wi-Fi for you. And free virus. Super thanks for asking. I like that one. That one's great. Here is Skynet Global Defense Network.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And everybody likes Skynet.
Yeah. Well, I met a guy the other day who's with some kind of Skynet named company, and he's like, "You're the first person who got that."
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't have if not for you talking about it all the time.
And all your bandwidth are belong to us.
I see. I liked the first one.
Yeah, that was about the only good one there. And the house blowing up one was pretty good.
That's true.
There are more on the list, but those are, I think, the cream of the crop, which has a lot to say about how terrible the list was.
Thank you for sharing that.
It was funnier when I was on a sugar high.
And at what hour?
Or like really late at night or something. It's like, oh, this is funny. I got to use this later. Oh, it's not that funny anymore. That's why.
Maybe, I like the first one.
Maybe we should start recording our podcast at like 11 at night or 1 a.m. in the morning.
1 a.m. in the morning?
7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Got a podcast. Got to be funny.
Bleh.
Gotta have my bowl. Gotta have ramen noodles.
Gotta have no ramen noodles. A good breakfast. Do not make.
Oh, so if you see news stories that are of interest or of humor to you or someone else, please send them to us. feedback@noodle.mx or call 859-353-4332 and send those stories to us. This has been Noodles in the News. I just like that music.
It's nice. Yeah. It makes me feel newsy.
Yeah, I paid a lot for that song too.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh.
And I never used it.
Back when you were going to start TRN News?
No.
The Ramen Noodle News Network? TRNNN. TR3N.
TRNNNNNNN. At this one time, I went to a group, and I had to, in a sense, disguise...
A group?
Yeah.
Like Alcoholics Anonymous.
Like Ramen Noodles Anonymous. TRNA. And I had to... be a independent person for this. And they weren't going to talk to me unless...
As opposed to a symbiotic person?
Unless I was some kind of press.
Oh.
So I made up this thing that I called... what was it? It was like in. I think there were like five N's in the name. So I just called it the N5 network or something like that.
Nice.
And they probably went back and discovered that network doesn't exist. This guy has bad news stories. He doesn't have actual stuff.
What
on
is that voice?
I don't know.
It's them, of course.
Them. They. Yeah.
So, what's next?
So, next.
I should have said, speaking of weird voices.
Speaking of weird voices.
Uh-oh! Thanks.
No. Speaking of weird voices, it's this. Your weird voices.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
I thought you meant my weird voices again.
But
you meant the audience's weird voices.
Right.
The weird audience's yes. weird voices of weirdness.
Yes. This comes from... no, I'm not
going to use
this one.
This looks like...
That one's too political. Never mind.
Oh.
We don't want to get into political things in here.
As you edit your notes and plan right here in the middle of the show.
The actual voicemail I was looking for was this old message from Drew.
The person you're about to hear is actually in his 90s now.
Yes. He is apparently a young... he is a child husband.
He what?
I think. Or something. I don't know.
Maybe we should just play the podcast. Yeah. I mean the...
play the podcast.
The voicemail.
We're just going to sit and play someone else's podcast and our podcast, and you'll get to hear...
It's a podcast within a podcast and we'll wrapped in a voicemail.
And we'll make fun of them.
We'll make fun of you.
But if we go too far, then you might get stuck in limbo and never come out.
Okay.
Hi, the Ramen Noodle. This is Drew from the West Side of Mars podcast. And I...
By the way, this is in response to pet stories a long time ago.
The joke that I heard that you guys would like. Okay. A bachelor kept a cat for companionship, and he loved his cat more than life. He was paranoid.
Okay, that right there is a sad start to a joke.
He loved cats. He loved every kind of cat.
Are you sure this wasn't a girl you're talking about?
A girl
by the name
Debbie. Yeah.
I love cats. This guy and Debbie should totally meet each other.
They should. United in their love of cats.
Because any bachelor guy that loves a cat, well.
Anyway.
Yeah, I hate cats.
I hate every kind of cat.
I just want a kitten. No.
Oh!
He was planning a trip to England, and he entrusted the cat to his brother's care. As soon as he arrived in England, he called his brother. "How is my cat?" he asked. "Your cat is dead," came the reply. "Oh my," he explained. "Did you have to tell me that way?" "How else can I tell you that your cat is dead?" inquired the brother. "You could have led it to me gradually," said the bachelor. "For example, when I called tonight, you could have told me that the cat was on the roof, but the fire department..."
Cat on the roof, cat on the roof. Looking like a fool with your cat on the roof. Oh, the cat's dead.
"It was getting it down. When I called tomorrow night, he could have told me that they dropped him, and broke his back. But a fine surgeon is doing all he can for him. Then when I called the third night, he could have told me that the surgeon did all he could, but my cat passed away. That way, it wouldn't have been such a shock. By the way," he continued, "how's mother?" "Mother?" came the reply. "Oh, she's up on the roof, but the fire marshal department's getting her down."
Oh my gosh. That's great.
Your mom's on the roof.
Wow.
Hope this makes it on the show, guys. Bye.
Yep, it did. Several months later.
We love your voicemails, but we make no guarantees about when we will play them.
Yeah, may be edited or omitted for comic relief.
Omitted. Very nice.
We think your voicemail is funnier if we don't play it. Because if we play it, it's just not funny anymore. And that was the only feedback I had to share.
Oh, man. Where's the sound effect to go, wah, wah, wah?
I don't have one. Because you I'll do be it that. So well.
Oh, shush.
I could
You better
do.
Not pull that out. Why did I just... I like our theme song better with that on the end.
Yeah. By the way, I saw Justin Lowmaster, whose voice that is, and he did the trumpets for our theme song. He tweeted so excited recently. He said
so excited.
He said, "I have achieved deity.
Whoa.
I've made it onto the ramen noodle soundboard."
Did you be that?
Because there's a deity. Button for him right there. Right there. Actually. Justin, you have 3 buttons.
Oh my gosh.
His butt was so big.
Shut up. Oh my gosh. I don't know that would be a sign of deity in my mind, but absolutely great importance, or at least a great comical nature.
So if you want to achieve deity, no.
You've achieved the small times.
Achievement unlocked. The ramen noodle soundboard. Yes. Achievement unlocked.
Hey, I unlocked that achievement too.
Yeah, you unlocked it a long time ago.
I did.
Yeah.
Uh-oh!
With that.
Sheesh.
And that was loud.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you're loud.
Your mom's loud.
Well, it's about this time that we should probably end the podcast. Maybe.
Goodbye, podcast. Unless we do another live story game like we did last week.
Let's do it. Yeah, I said we'd do one of these again, so let's do it. Here's what we're going to do. I'll explain how it works, and then we'll do this with the chat room as it goes through. I will go down the list in the chat room of people based on how they appear in my list of who's in the chat room, and I will have them sentence by sentence add or write a story, and the story must be clean because this is a clean comedy podcast, and should we pick a random item that must appear at or start with the story. A random item that they have to start the story with.
I don't know.
I will pick
a... You're on the top of the list, yes, so I you am. Can say whatever you want.
I will pick a random item that the story will start with, and we'll proceed down this list, and everyone will write the story sentence by sentence, and then you, our downloading listeners, will get to hear this without all of the pauses and everything, so you'll hear the complete story as it came from our live chat room. And we're back. So here is our complete story as written by the chat room, and I actually have not read this completely. I just was copying and pasting it for my sake and have not read it while it was coming in. Johnny Baker was an average man with an average job, except for the fact that he lived in a house on top of a hill made of bones. He often wondered how his hill came to be made of bones. He had nightmares about it occasionally. One day, he made the most amazing discovery while he was digging in his yard. He found a donut. Perhaps, in addition to bones, the hill covered an ancient bakery. In the ancient bakery, he found 3 gold spoons. Then he was killed by a unicat. The end.
I'm going to wonder about that ancient bakery surrounded by bones for a long time.
We will never know the end.
Stinking unicat, whatever that is.
It's the pet to the unibaby.
Unibaby.
Yeah, unicorn baby or whatever it was.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. They said no unicorns, but someone else put in there a unicat. So that wasn't me.
Oh, now I get it. That took me a while. So come join us in the live chat room on Monday nights so that we can have a larger live audience and a longer random-ish story.
Yep. And then you can see me bouncing.
Yeah.
Bouncy.
It's not all that.
Fun. The most wonderful thing about this podcast is that it's done. Follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. Jeremy, where can people follow you?
Down dark alleys, preferably not. On twitter.com/phlegon, phlegon.
And make sure you check out the show at cleancomedypodcast.com. Subscribe to it. Leave us a comment in iTunes and review. 5-star review preferred. And send us your funny stuff. Feedback at noodle.mx. Show notes for this episode, cleancomedypodcast.com/79. Thanks for listening. The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx. Find more of our podcasts on How to Podcast, Christian movie reviews with critical thinking, Christian worldview, and more to come. Check it out at noodle.mx. That's noodle.mx. I've said it enough times. You should know like the site now, but noodle.mx. I just want to say it again.
Noodle.mx.
I got to register those domains.